USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. From coast to coast, winter is not over in California. That means more rain on the coast and more snow in the mountains. NBC correspondent Nalia Charles is in the small town of Pajara, California, near where a levee broke last week, inundating farmland.
This rain is going to the same place as it came on Friday, which led to that levee breach. Although it's not as much rain expected, that's still detrimental because there's already existing flooding here. Highways have been closed, roads have been closed, damage to homes, and evacuation orders.
At the south end of Lake Tahoe, city officials are asking people to stop harassing snowplow drivers. They say people are throwing things at their plows and blocking their paths. There's so much snow in South Lake Tahoe, they're running out of places to put it. In the Northeast, thousands are already without power as a strong nor'easter will dump as much as 8 inches of snow in New York's Hudson Valley and a lot of rain around New York City. Staying warm and dry, it fueled a big part of the new inflation number. The consumer price index rose by 0.4% last month. Over the course of a year, it's up by 6%. The price of fuel dropped, but the price of shelter rose. The Wall Street Journal reports the Justice Department's joined the investigation into the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. Justice is reportedly focusing on stock sales by the bank's executives before last week's collapse. President Biden set to unveil a new set of executive orders dealing with guns.
What he will sign today is a landmark executive order that will bring the United States government as close as we possibly can be without legislation to universal background checks.
Biden domestic policy advisor Susan Rice says the order will, among other things, raise public awareness of red flag laws in 19 states. The president will sign the executive orders in Monterey Park, California, scene of mass shootings back in January. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Pushback to fears by many in the USA about traveling to Mexico. Its president, Andres Manuel López Obrador, says Mexico is safer than the U.S. He also complained about what he called a campaign by conservative U.S. politicians against Mexico. Texas recently advised against people going there in the wake of the deaths of two tourists who just entered Mexico from Brownsville. Two lawmakers want the State Department to issue a warning about a different kind of drug problem coming from Mexico. Counterfeit prescription pills.
Edward Markey of Massachusetts and David Trone of Maryland are pointing to an investigation by the Los Angeles Times into Mexican pharmacies. It shows more than 70% of pills sold to the newspaper's investigators were contaminated by fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other powerful drugs. Experts say life-threatening drugs have become a major issue as growing numbers of Americans cross the border each year to buy cheaper medications. I'm Skip Kelly.
The federal government is suing the drugstore chain Rite Aid, accusing it and some employees of ignoring obvious red flags when it came to opioid prescriptions. The complaint says in the late teens, Rite Aid pharmacists filled hundreds of thousands of prescriptions for controlled substances that were medically unnecessary or that should have aroused suspicions. And Rite Aid is not alone. Several states have sued Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart over similar claims. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.